Good morning, good morning, good morning to everybody. Thank you so much to all of you, our prayer partners, for joining us this morning for our first 15 prayer call, where we come together and we pray together every Tuesday morning for the first 15 minutes of our Tuesday. We come together collectively and we seek the Lord in prayer. This morning I can hear my pastor echoing that we should never ever set the work of God as a priority over the presence of God. And that's what prayer does. Prayer allows us to enter into the presence of God, because there is a stark difference between the presence of God and the work of God. And we all need to have that balance, especially those of us who work in ministry, lead in the church. We have to know that there's a difference between us spending time doing the work of the church and spending time in the presence of the Lord of the church. And so I thank God for all of you who are on the call this morning, not because it's work for you, but because you prioritize and you appreciate the presence of Almighty God. And I promise you, His presence makes the world of a difference. So thank you so much this morning for sharing with us. I want to thank God for all of our first-time callers as well. Every week we're having more and more people who are inviting folks to come and be a part of our prayer connection. I really believe prayer makes the difference in every area of our life. Sometimes if prayer doesn't change the situation, prayer will change us in the midst of the situation. And this is why as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ, we should always covet and we should always pray for a time in prayer where we can express ourselves unto Almighty God. Okay, this morning I'm going to help so many of us who are on the call this morning. I'm really excited this morning to be able to lead you in prayer, especially in this particular area that God has given me to pray for. On yesterday, I was kind of just meditating as to where we would go this morning for those who would join in and call and partner with us. And I heard the Lord very, very specifically tell me to pray for people who have been offended, people who have been offended. And this is really how God told it to me. He said, it's January the 11th, and already there's some folks who've been offended in 2016. And so this morning, I want to pray for those of you who have been offended. Somebody has offended you. And it may be somebody on your job. Some of you, it may be a family member. Some of you, it may be your best friend. It may be a relative or maybe a church member even. And it's very, very dangerous to live life offended. And my mind ran back to when Jesus taught on this in Luke chapter number 17, I believe it was. In Luke 17 and in verse number 1, this is what Jesus says. He says, he brought his disciples to him and he told them, he said, it is impossible. Listen, impossible. Look at the word Jesus used. Impossible that no offenses should come. He says it's impossible to live life and not get offended. It's impossible to do that. You cannot live life and never be rubbed the wrong way. Never have somebody say something that kind of hits you in a negative way. He says in verse number 3, he's teaching his disciples now, disciples, those mature ones who are following him. And I believe this morning we have mature ones on the call. He says, but take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returns and say, I repent, he says, you shall forgive him. Ooh, this is powerful right here. This is grown folks Christianity right here. Now, he's bringing his disciples together. Notice he's not talking to the multitude right now. He's talking to his disciples because even Jesus realized working together for a common purpose, even they are going to get offended at one another. Why? Because they all are different. They all have different personalities. They all have different tolerances. They all have different idiosyncrasies. And so they're going to rub each other the wrong way. And he says, let me help you shut the door on what the devil will try to do naturally to tear you guys apart. He says, it's impossible for you guys to work together and not get offended. Is it possible for y'all to follow me, to live together and work together and to be brothers in Christ and not get offended? Because the devil wants you to think that once you get offended, that that's time for you to separate. That's time for you to be divided. Look what he tells them. He says, it's impossible that no offense should come. But he says in verse 3, take heed to yourself. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. This is so very, very important, because offended, that word that Jesus used there, offense, to be offended, means to be turned off. That's what it means. It means to be turned off. You know, in our modern day colloquialism, that means to be through, to be done, turned off. I'm done with this. And so many times, this is our natural response when we're offended. We're offended, we want to say, well, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm through with that. I'm walking away from that. And it may be something in a family where you turn a family member off, or you turn a spouse off, or you turn a coworker off, and Jesus is saying, that's no way to live at all. He says, be careful, be mindful when you get offended. Because when you get offended, there's something deeper that the devil is trying to accomplish. When we are turned off, it's like when our lights are turned off. We have no power. We have no light. We live now in darkness when we are turned off. And the devil, some of us in these first 12 days of January, the devil wants us to be turned off. He wants us to walk around with no light. See, offended people are some miserable people. Let me tell you why. Offended people are miserable people because the offense has taken their joy. The offense has taken the ownership of their emotions. And today God is saying you must own your emotions. Do not be offended. I know it may have hurt your feelings. I know they may have said something that was crazy, that was stupid, but God is saying, own your emotions. He says, do not refuse to be turned off. You know what you have to do? You have to do what my grandmother used to say sometimes. You got to learn how to roll with the punches. That's how you got to roll. Don't get punched. Just roll with the punches. Understand, you ought to just expect somebody's going to say something crazy. And most of us, we know who that person is. they're gonna do something that's going to tick us off. Yes, but we have to learn how not to be offended. And then Jesus gives us, he gives us the formula. In verse number 3, he gives us the formula for when we offended. You need to pay attention, because some of you on this call, you're offended this morning. You're turned off, and God wants to turn you back on. God wants to give you your power back. He wants to turn your light back on so your joy can be restored. He tells us, he says, take heed to yourself. What he's telling us is, number one, examine yourself. Are you being a little sensitive? Are you out of line? Or are you really hurt? You know, look, examine yourself. Examine yourself. You know, look over your life, your role in this. He says, examine yourself. All of us have to do that when we offended. Did I take that the wrong way? Did they say it and it tend to hurt me? But do I have to be hurt? Do I have to be offended by what they said? Because you control that. Examine yourself. But then number two, he tells us, if they did offend you, express yourself. Don't just sit there and brood in the fact that you've been offended. Lovingly express yourself. You don't have to act a fool with them, but express yourself. Let them know, hey, what you said, that was not cool. That offended me. I really would appreciate it if you wouldn't say that again. I really want you to know that you offended me, that you turned me off with that particular thing. Express yourself. We have to examine ourselves. Then we have to express ourselves. And then he says, once they ask for forgiveness, excuse your brother or your sister. See that? We have to examine ourselves. We have to express ourselves. And then we have to forgive. We have to excuse them. Yes. And he says, well, how many times? Because they always say, Jesus says, if they come to you seven times in a day, and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I was wrong. He says seven times in a day, you should excuse them. Seven times in a day, you should forgive them. Why? Because God, our Father, more than seven times a day, we think about things we shouldn't be thinking. We offend God, and God is saying, you know what, every time you offend me, I don't get offended. That's how I can continue to love you. That's how I can be so faithful towards you, because I'm not offended by your actions. I'm not offended by what you do to me, because I forgive you on a constant and a consistent basis. Man, this is so very, very powerful. Examine yourself, express yourself, and then excuse your brother or your sister. I want to pray for you this morning, because today you're going to live with your lights on. Today you're going to live with some power. Today your joy is going to be there. You're not going to let folks that you're in relationship with sap your joy or pull you out of the will of God, because you're going to learn how to beat offense. Let's pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every person, God, this morning that's on this call. Thank you so much, Lord, for their willingness to prioritize your presence. Thank you right now, Lord God, for them coming this morning, not just dialing in, but to really seek your face. And as we touch and agree this morning, we pray that your Holy Spirit will minister to every one of us that's on this call today, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, because we want you to know that your presence makes the difference in our lives. We come this morning touching and agreeing now, Lord, that every person on this call would be able to get over offense. That there's something that has happened, something that's transpired, something that's been said that have ruffled our feathers, that's caused many of us to be turned off. And I pray this morning, Lord, as we touch and agree today, that deliverance is going to take place. We're going to be turned back on. Our power is going to be restored. The ownership of our emotions and the controls of our lives are going to be given back to us this morning. And so I thank you and I bless you this morning, Lord God, for your word and how you challenged us, Lord God, to be mature disciples and not just a part of the multitude. I thank you this morning, Lord God, that as we confess to you, as we examine ourselves and look over what we've been through and what we've had to deal with, that you're going to cause us, Lord God, to begin to take some inventory, Lord God. We even thank you that we're going to be able to express ourselves in a loving way, in a Christ-centered way, Lord God. And I even thank you now for giving us, we can't do it without you, giving us the power to forgive, giving us the ability to forgive. We understand that Christian living is all about giving, and forgiving is something that we give to somebody who has offended us, Lord God. So we ask this morning, Lord God, that you would help us guard our heart, that there will be no bitterness, that there will be no jealousy, that there will be no resentment that will come in, Lord, and infect the fruit that you are trying to grow in each and every one of us. We pray today that you will cover our day, that you will order our steps, that you would allow your Holy Spirit now to continue to speak to us, to continue to lead us, and to continue to guide us in this victorious day that you have given us. Father, we want to ask that you will cover everything that concerns us on this morning, Lord God. We pray not just for our house, but we pray for our cities. I ask this morning that you will cover every city that is represented on this call today. We lift up the leadership of every city, Lord God. We pray right now for every police department, all first responders, Lord God. We thank you that you are watching over the city. For your word declares that if God doesn't watch over the city, we are watching over the city in vain. So we thank you right now, Lord God, for your protection. We thank you that there shall be no fear that shall grip any city, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that our cities are protected, our schools are protected, our places of business are protected from all hurt, from all harm, and for all danger, Lord God. We declare right now that no weapon, no plan, no scheme, no strategy that the enemy has planned against the people of God, has planned even against our cities, shall be able to prosper. But our cities shall be protected. Our cities shall prosper. Our cities shall be fortified in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask not just to just bless our cities, but bless our churches even as well. Bless every church that's open in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak its prosperity, Lord God, that it will fulfill its purpose, that it will fulfill its assignment in the community in which you placed it in, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you for that on this morning, Lord God. So we declare today that we're living victoriously. We bless you today, Lord God, that our power is coming back on and we're going to live with the joy of Almighty God. We love you and we thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that these few moments is not the only time that you'll spend in prayer today. You know, you can pray anywhere. You can pray while you're driving your car. Just don't close your eyes. Amen. You could pray, amen, even while you're at work. Don't let this be the only time that you and God connect. God has some things he wants to speak to you this morning. And if you prioritize his presence, I promise you he will allow you to hear his voice. Listen, in Bible study, we're teaching a dynamic series on vision in our church. So any of you are in the Hammond area, I want you to make sure you are present in the house of the Lord for either our 12 noon class or our 7 p.m. class. I am so excited to be able to go into the second part of this series that God has given unto us. If you're not in the Hammond area, find somebody's Bible class to go to. This is a season where you have to be growing in God. God wants you to cooperate. And when you cooperate, he's going to allow you to experience his very, very best in this year. Listen, God bless you. Thank you so much. Today, you are walking in victory. God bless you. I'll connect with you again next Tuesday. Be blessed.